Welcome to Pulse for your weekend. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me inside the KRWG studios, Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lorena, how's it going?
It's going really good. How about you?
It's going real well. And it looks like this weekend is a couple of opportunities to leave the Las Cruces area and venture out for some cool little festivals. Let's start out with the Luna County Salsa Festival.
Yeah, so if you want to heat things up even more than they already are with this weather, head over to the Luna County Salsa Festival. They're going to be having, this is the first time they're doing this, Saturday and Sunday. It sounds like they're pretty much going all out for their first event. So in addition to, of course, the salsa competition, they're having cooking competitions for like menudo, best green chili dish, prickly pear jam. And then on top of all that, live entertainment, kids zone vendors. They're also going to be having a wine and beer garden, and it's free to attend. So,
and that's pretty cool because they, as you said, they are going all out for this and really putting it together. It's a two-day event, and it takes place at the Luna County Courthouse Park where they have the Deming Duck Races.
Yes.
So that's happening in Luna County. Now, what's happening in Silver City this weekend?
Okay, so Silver City's having their Clay Festival. It's fifth year they're doing this. It's now through Sunday. So what it is it's pretty much a great, really artist kind of way to get together. Workshops, demos, panel discussions. They're going to be having an arts market. And then in addition to that, they're just going to be having some fun festival-like activities. So live music, of course, kids activities, exhibitions, that kind of thing. This is also free to attend, but some things are, like the workshops, do cost a little bit of money.
And it's actual clay. I mean, it's like literally getting your hands dirty.
Yeah.
And playing around with clay.
Yeah, and Silver City is just a really great art community, so they do have a lot of things like this that really embrace that whole scene up there. So, worth going to.
All right, so that's happening in Silver City. Let's bring it closer to our home on this. Dare I say, I thought I had gotten rid of Harry Potter, but Harry Potter is back.
He's back.
What's this about?
So this is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Parts 1 and 2. So it's a play. They're releasing the text Sunday night officially. Sorry, Saturday night officially is going to be on Sunday. So they're having a midnight release party, Barnes & Noble. I didn't realize this was a big deal until people in the office started, like, getting really excited about it.
Well, I've been hearing about it the last couple of weeks with my daughter. She brought it up, the fact that they were doing this. I'm like going, I thought Harry Potter retired. He's going to the old folks' home.
They're back. So this is just a continuation of that story. I believe they're older in this one. I don't want to give too much away. But I know a lot of people that are excited about this. So what they're going to be having is share your favorite memories of Harry Potter kind of thing, giveaways, activities. It's a free event to attend at Barnes & Noble's. It starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday, goes all the way to the release at midnight.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do that. Now, on taste for your impulse, talk to me about this food truck.
Okay, so Woo Doggy Food Truck. I don't know if you've seen this around. It's fairly new to me.
I haven't seen it
at the farmer's market. So it kind of keeps things simple. It's a very summer, in my opinion, very summer taste that they have. So they have a lot of hamburgers, kind of hot dogs, bratwursts. And then in addition to that, they sell tacos and quesadillas. And they also have these skin-on fries, which is basically giant french fries with potato, with the skins left on them. They look really greasy, really delicious. Highly recommend you check out the photos in Pulse because they're just going to make you hungry. But this is a really affordable, they keep their menu very simple, kind of food truck. So nothing really over $7 here. And you get to have some of those very summery kinds of foods that remind you of like a good cookout.
There you go. Okay. So that's the Woo Doggy Food Truck. And you said they're sometimes at the
They're usually always market? At the farmer's market on the north end near like Food Truck 138 and Greenhouse where that usually is. But you can always check out where they are on Facebook.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lorena. Hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.